The autumn rain, then you see autumn is here.
而当我们教会在去年的时候，我们经历一个非常奇妙的突破的恩膏。
So during the last year, our church has been through a very amazing breakthrough anointing.
大家都应该听过我做见证，我们 Shekinah Glory 这个圣殿建殿计划经历很大的突破。
So many of you have heard my testimony. There's a great breakthrough during our Shekinah Glory project.
在人觉得不可能的环境当中。
When man seems impossible,
神为我们开了路。
God has opened the way.
所以我们真的看见一个突破的恩膏降临。
So we truly witness a breakthrough anointing come down.
当一个新的恩膏降临的时候，
When a new anointing has come,
就知道新的季节要开始。
Then we know the new season will come.
你要知道一个季节跟一个新的事情是不一样的。
You should know a season and event are different.
神在每一个时代每一个时刻都会做新的事情。
In every time God will do something new.
我们的神就是做新事的事。
Our God is a God who do something new.
但当我们讲新的事情的时候是讲到个别的改变。
So when we talk about new things, talk about individual change.
神在每个时代在每一个人身上都有新的事情。
In every generation, in every person, there's something new.
那是一个个别的改变。
That's an individual change.
但当你讲到新的季节就不一样。
But when you talk about new season, it'll be different.
当新的季节一来。
When the new season comes.
是整体性的改变。
It's a corporal change.
当春天一来。
When spring comes.
满地都要长黄花。
The flowers will sprout.
是一片的。
It's whole field.
是整体的。
It's a corporal.
当秋天一来。
When the autumn comes.
满山的枫红啊
，It's foliage all over.
我们就看见所有的叶子都要变色。
So all the leaves will change colors.
不是只有一两颗
，Not just one or two.
而是一片的
，But the whole mountain, whole valley.
是整体性的
，It's a corporal change.
我们看见新的季节来临的时候
，We see the new season comes.
我们也深深的相信这个新的恩膏。不是个别的。
We also believe the new anointing not just for individual.
这个新的恩膏是整体性的。
The new anointing is for corporal.
是一片都要发生的。
It's all over.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我们看见新的季节降临的时候，新鲜的恩膏也要降临在灵粮大家庭的里面。
So when we see the new season come, the new anointing will follow.
Hallelujah.我们深深地相信今年神要带领我们进入新的突破里面。
We believe this year God will bring us into a new breakthrough.
过去你觉得好像在侍奉当中你觉得好像没有办法太大的突破。
In the past you feel you don't have much breakthrough during your ministry.
感谢主昨天晚上的信息今天早上的信息都讲到从我们自己开始突破。
Thank you Lord, the message yesterday and today both talking about it starts from us.
我觉得好像神已经开始在我们生命当中在我们侍奉当中开始一个突破的恩膏。
I feel God has already started his breakthrough among us.
我们要期待在这新的一年里面我们要看见神要带来在我们侍奉当中有新的突破恩典。
We have expect God will bring a new breakthrough in our ministry.
Amen. 所以我就特别讲到今天早上讲十件事情。
So today I'm going to talk about 10 things.
我通常讲到讲三点了吧。
Normally three points, but today is ten.
那对你们很特别啦，你知道吗
？It's so special.
你们是很成熟的同工嘛，对，可以就十点才可以。
So that you have to give you ten.
信徒三点就可以，你们不行了。
But believers only three, but you ten.
讲到一个牧会的领导十件事情。
Ten things, ten essentials about pastoral leadership.
换句话说，有十个名词。
Ten terms.
没有 PowerPoint, OK? 没有 PowerPoint.
There is no PowerPoint.
就是你要手写一下，拜托。
So you have to write it down.、Please.
就是有时候，我现在觉得还是手写最好。
Sometimes I feel handwriting is the best.
人家说笔是最好的眼睛，你知道吗
？People say pen is the best eyes.
你当写下来，你就真的读进去了。
When you write it down, you read it through.
你光看 PowerPoint 还是一看就没得了。
好。
什么？一看 PowerPoint 就没有了。就过去。
When you see PowerPoint, then it just vanish.
对不对？所以我的字是很简单的字。
So my words are easy.
All right. 十个很重要的牧会的原则。
Ten essential principles for pastor.
第一个鼓励。
Number one, encouragement.
要鼓励你的会众。
You have to encourage your congregation.
你要知道你的会众是你最大的资源。
You have to know your congregation is your greatest resource.
事实上是你仅有的资源。
Actually, it's your only resource.
很多时候我们呢、啊，特别牧师啊，常常啊，都是特别在建堂的时候就想要看财主在哪里呢。
Oh, so many times when we pastor during the construction season, we want to see the rich people. Where are they?
No. 其实你要知道，神给你的资源就是你的会众。
Actually, you have to know the God-given resource is your congregation.
所以不要去责备你的会众
So don't blame your congregation,
也不要为定他们的罪
or accuse them,
也不要去勉强他们
or force them,
而是要常常鼓励他们
but encourage them.
你知道我们常常想要训练精兵我们做牧师想要训练精兵
Sometimes pastors try to train good soldiers.
真很渴望我们真是训练出12门徒
We desire to train 12 disciples
我们都以前从不知道从哪里教导我们只要训练出12个人12个人再出12个人就140个再出12个人哇
So in the past we learned if we train 12 and this 12 can train another 12 so it will multiply
No, 我要告诉你一件事情
Tell you something
神给你的羊有两种特色
There are two qualities of God's lamb
神的羊第一个特色
Number one
You cannot choose
You cannot choose your
无法选择
You cannot choose your flock
第二个
Number two
You cannot keep
You cannot 你不能够留下来
你既无法选择你也无法保留
You cannot keep them You cannot choose them
这是神的羊的特色
Because those are the flock of God
按照我们人的本性我们多么希望神给我们羊都是健康饱饱对不对
According to our nature We want the good healthy lambs
你不用讲他们就自动来聚会
You don't have to tell them They'll come and
自动参加祷告会
They will participate prayer meeting
自动十一奉献
Automatically give tithe
Amen
Amen
可惜你的羊都不是这种羊。
Unfortunately, they are not like that.
我们的羊多半是像大卫在亚杜兰洞的那些跟随的人。
So, the lamb, most of them are like the followers of David during the cave of Abalone.
欠债的。
Those who are in debt.
心中有困难的。
They have distress inside.
啊，都是一些需要你帮助的。
They need your help.
神的羊你无法选择呢。
You cannot choose your lamb.
你也无法保留了。
You cannot keep them.
好不容易训练出了门徒了。
Finally, I have some disciples.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord, thank God.
结果换了工作，全家就搬走了。
And they change their job, they relocate.
因为羊不是你的。
Because the lamb doesn't belong to you.
不是你的羊。
Not your lamb.
是神的羊。
It's God's lamb.
所以你不要一天到晚想要训练精兵。
So don't always think you want to train good soldiers.
我告诉你很多时候我看见精兵还没有训练出来以前大部分都已经离开教会了
So many people are not yet trained They already left
因为你天天强调精兵精兵精兵
Because you focus on the good soldiers Good warriors
大部分都觉得跟不上
Most of them feel they are not catching up
那跟不上的结果是什么呢
What's the result of that
啊，那自动偷偷离开教会
They just secretly get away
我曾经 有一个牧师遇到过一个牧师
I once encountered a pastor
他就是要效法耶稣的模式
He wants to follow Jesus' pattern
训练12个门徒就好
To train 12 disciples
12位精兵
12 good soldiers
结果现在教会已经解散了
And right now the church is already disbanded
我们看见其实我的意思是不是说不要精兵啊
My point is not that we don't need good soldiers
我的意思是说其实你的会众是需要你鼓励的。
But my point is, you have to encourage your flock.
不是去勉强他们的。
Not to force them.
需要鼓励，不断的鼓励。
But to continuously encourage them.
我最记得赵荣基牧师曾经讲一个见证。
I remember one testimony from Pastor Yonggi Chow.
他有一次他年轻的时候，孩子拿成绩单回来。
When he was young, one day his son brought the test report.
成绩单上30分。
The report card said 30 points.
30分怎么有这笨的孩子怎么考30分呢、啊、
Only 30 points, how stupid.
他只想叫
He really wanted to rebuke his son. And at that moment, the Holy Spirit reminded him, don't stir your kid to anger.
啊, 他忽然降服在圣灵的面前,
and all of a sudden, he surrendered himself before the Holy Spirit.
他对他的儿子说,
told his son,
他孩子啊,
it's my son.
你能考30分啊,
it is 30 points.
难能可贵,
it's very rare, it's very good.
不容易啊,
it's not easy.
很不错了,
very good.
但是下一次可不可以 考35分啊,
but next
加油一点,
time,
35分就好,
can you improve to 35 points?
他从那一天开始,
from that day forward,
他儿子没有考低过60分,
that his son never fall below 60.
鼓励啊,
encouragement.
多少时我们太对我们的会众有太高的要求,
so many times we have so high expectation to our
flocks. 有时候我们觉得他们好像跟不上你, 就觉得要责备他们,
we feel we like to rebuke them when they cannot catch up your
speed. 有时候同工跟不上你, 就要责备他们,
when your coworkers cannot catch your speed, they, you want
no, no, no,
to rebuke
no,
them.
要鼓励,
no, you have to encourage them.
人都需要鼓励的,
people need encouragement.
不是吗?
Doesn't it?
你的孩子长大,
your,
你多鼓励他,
your children, you have to encourage them.
我每次, 有时候以前我女儿小的时候, 我带她去游泳课,
when my daughter was young, I brought her to a swimming lesson.
我就看见在游泳课里面, 我就看见一个小男生在游的是狗爬式, 还差点呛水, 快死掉了在里面。
I saw another boy was trying very hard to swim and almost choked himself.
可他上岸之后,
but when he was on the when he out of water,
他妈妈说, 棒极了,
and his mom said, very good.
他说什么棒极?
Oh, terrible. And it says very good.
这妈妈说,
oh, very good.
You see, 就是需要这样子,
you see, it's like that.
师母们你也需要对你的 丈夫同样的,
Pastor's wife, you have to say the same to your husband.
有时候发现这些妈妈们对孩子都充满耐心, 你知道吗?
Sometimes I feel the mothers have patience for their children.
对丈夫就缺乏耐心,
but for their husband, impatient.
缺乏鼓励,
lack of encouragement.
真的, 我突然发现不但孩子需要鼓励,
I realize not only the children need encouragement,
我们大人都需要鼓励,
the grown-up needs that too.
你的会众也是一样,
your flock, congregation needs that too.
我劝你多鼓励他,
I encourage you to encourage them.
做的都已经很好了,
they already done something good.
再一点点加个油,
a little bit more.
鼓励一下,
encourage them.
Amen. 第二个很重要,
number two,
要服侍他们,
you have to serve them.
要去服侍他们,
to serve them.
你还记得耶稣基督讲说, 我来是要来服侍人, 不是受人服侍。
Remember Jesus said, Son of Man come to serve and not to be served.
我们看见今天神呼召我们, 就是要效法耶稣的榜样。
Today God calls us to imitate Jesus.
去服侍他们, 不是要他们来服侍。
To serve them and not vice versa.
是以他们为本位, 不是以我们自己为本位。
To take them as the focus point, not ourselves.
你知道我常发现今天我们做牧师做久了,
you know, you've been a pastor for a while,
我们有点像这个联合航空公司的空中服务员一样。
We're like flight attendant of the UA.
我常常飞UA, 常常飞UA.
I always fly UA.
当然UA也有很好的一些服务员。
There are some good attendants.
我基本上我发现呢, 联合航空公司的服务员的基本的态度是这样,
but the, basically the attitude of the flight attendants are like this.
服他们的服侍是以他们自己为本位,
they are based themselves to serve you.
他们做他们当做的事,
they do what they're supposed to do.
他们要完成他们的工作,
they want to accomplish their work.
你我只是他工作中的一部分,
you and I are just part of their job.
是要完成他们的工作,
they want to accomplish their job,
而不是要满足你的需要,
and not to satisfy your needs.
他们是在服侍,
they still serve you,
但是以他们自己为本位,
but they are facing themselves.
是要完成他们的 job,
they want to accomplish their job.
你一点不感觉他们在服侍,
you don't feel that they serve you.
当然我说也有很好的啦,
of course, there are some exceptions.
基本上你会感觉就是这样, 他们要让我们只是follow, 跟着他们的工作, 我们只集中在其中而已。
But basically, we are just part of their jobs.
可是我发现在教会里面我也常常发现同样的现象会发生。
But I noticed something similar happened in church too.
很多时候我们的牧师在推动很多人会众的感觉说, 哦呀, 我们只是part of the, 这个job.
Sometimes when the church is trying the pastor is trying to move something, but congregation just feel we are part of this project.
并不觉得我们被服侍到。
They don't feel they are being served.
我们要重新来反省我们自己服侍的一个态度。
We have to reflect our attitude of serving.
耶稣说我来是要服侍人，不是受人服侍。
Jesus said, I come to serve and not to be served.
是以他们为本位，不是以我们为本位。
To focus on them and not ourselves.
所以我常常说服侍就是走第二里路嘛。
So I always said service is the second mile.
耶稣不是讲一个比喻吗？讲有人强迫你走一里路。
Jesus said a parable, if someone forced you to walk 1 mile,
你就愿意陪他走第二里路。
You are willing to take the next mile.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
第一里路是什么？
What is the first mile?
第一里路是责任嘛。
First mile is responsibility.
你必须要做的。
You have to do it.
是别人逼你做的。
Somebody forced you to do it.
是你做一个牧师，你不能不做的。
As a pastor, you have to do that.
那是第一里路。
That is the first mile.
可第二里路就不同了。
But second mile is different.
第二里路是你心甘情愿愿意做的。
Second mile is willingly you want to do that.
事实上，当你开始走第二里路的时候，那才是服侍的开始。
Actually,When you start to walk the second mile, that was the beginning of your service.
Amen. 什么叫走第二里路？
What is the second mile?
就为主多做一点嘛。
It's to do a little bit more for the Lord.
为主多想一点嘛。
To think a little bit more for the Lord.
你知道我常常有时在教会里面跟一些同工说。
I always talk to our co-workers.
教会里有很多事情。
There are so many things in church.
只要你肯多想一点，答案其实近在眼前。
If you can think a little bit further, actually the answer is in front of you.
只要你肯多想一点。
If you can think a little bit more.
不要把责任都推给别人。
Don't push your responsibilities to others.
不要说都是因为这个人没做这个，那个人没做那个。
Don't complain because this didn't do that, that person do that.
其实你只要肯多想一点。
But if you can think more.
多做一点。
Do a little bit more.
答案。近在眼前。
The answer is right in front of you.
Amen. 我也常常说服侍也是一种选择嘛。
I also said that service is a choice.
你还记得主耶稣在最后 晚餐的时候
？During the Last Supper, Jesus.
你还记得门徒们都不肯彼此洗脚吗
？The disciples are unwilling to wash each other's feet.
你知道门徒们的失败在于什么
？You know what's the failure of the disciples?
门徒们的失败在于他们选择不去服侍。
The failure of disciples are they choosing not to serve.
其实摆在面就是服侍的机会。
Actually, right in front of them are opportunity to serve.
但每一个人都不愿意谦卑下来。
But nobody wants to humble.
他们选择不去服侍。
They choose not to serve.
当你选择不去服侍的时候，结果是什么呢
？What is the result when you choose not to serve?
整个空气是冻结的嘛
？The whole atmosphere is frozen.
你可以想象，当耶稣进来的时候
，Can you imagine when Jesus entered?
然后一进来就一股臭味，对不对
？When he entered, the smell over the air.
然后每个人都不讲话
，And nobody talked.
为什么不讲话
？Why not talking?
没有人要洗脚吗
？Nobody wants to serve.
空气是冻结的
，The air is frozen.
耶稣一句话都不说
Jesus doesn't speak anything
拿起毛巾
He grabbed towel
为每一个门徒洗脚
And wash every feet
耶稣的榜样是什么
What is Jesus' example?
不见得是要我们去彼此洗脚
Not necessarily you have to serve one another with washing feet
而是耶稣的榜样他选择去服侍
But choose to serve
耶稣选择去服侍人。
Jesus choose to serve.
同工们真的让我们在服侍的过程当中也是这样。
Just like that during our service ministry.
服侍其实不在于那个形式。
The ministry is so much about the form outside.
而是我们的心啊。
But our heart.
在每一个机会当中。
In every opportunity.
你是不是选择去服侍呢
？Do you choose to serve?
如果你选择不去服侍
If you choose not to serve,
那个结果就像当时在门徒们的情况是整个空气是冻结的
The result is just like when the disciples they were together not to serve is frozen.
你看见爱是无法永留的。
You see, the love cannot flow.
什么时候只要任何一个人选择开始服侍
Anytime when somebody choose and start to serve,
爱就能够重新永留了。
Love can flow again.
Amen. 所以第二个是要服侍。
So number two is to serve.
So far 很简单吧
So far it's easy.
第一个是鼓励。
Number one is to encourage.
第二个是服侍
Number two is to serve.
第三个
Number three,
要成全
To establish
要成全
To accomplish
或者是 fulfill
Or fulfill
要成全他们
To fulfill them
换句话说我们不是要辖管他们的信心
In other words, you don't want to control their faith
而是要帮助他们快乐
And help them to be happy
这不是我说的话
I didn't say that
是保罗说的话
Paul said that
哥林多后书第一章二十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter two verse four.
Chapter one.
Chapter one.
哥林多后书第一章二十四节，我非常喜欢一个牧会的原则。
And it's an example principle that I like very much.
保罗说：“我不是要辖管你们的信心。”
Paul said, "I did not come to control your faith."
而是要帮助你们的快乐。
But to fulfill your happiness.
因为你们凭信才能够站立得住。
Because by faith you can stand.
你知道我们做牧师的人都不喜欢被人管。
You know, as being pastor, we don't like to be controlled.
我们做牧师人最讨厌的就是理事会。
We hate the most is the board.
我们就不喜欢人家管我们。
We don't like somebody to take lordship over us.
所以我们灵粮堂的牧师都是想要牧师制。
So all the pastors like the pastor system.
Amen. 为什么加入灵粮堂？其中就是要牧师制。
Why do you join our Bread of Life? Because you want this system.
你不想被人管。
You don't want to be controlled by others.
你觉得你从神来领受，我就是要做神要我做的。
You receive something from God. You want to do something for the Lord.
你不想人来管你。
You don't want others to lord it over.
可是我常常看见我们所谓灵恩派的教会。我们的牧师很喜欢管我们的会众。
But you see a lot of charismatic pastors or churches, they like to lord over their flock.
哦，辖管他们的信心、啊。
To control their faith.
你要这样那样那样。
You have to do this, you have to do that.
多少的捆绑在我们的信徒身上。
So many bondage among our brothers.
你若不这样就不够属灵。
If you don't do that, you're not spiritual.
你要认罪悔改。
You have to repent.
不然得不到医治。
Otherwise, you cannot be healed.
哦，多少的这种罪恶感在信徒的身上。
So many guilty feelings.
我们不喜欢被人管。
We don't like to be lord over.
却很喜欢管别人。
But we like to lord over others.
不应当是这样。
We shouldn't do that.
我们要成全他们。
We have to fulfill them.
要去帮助他们。
To enable them.
要鼓励他们。
To encourage them.
让他们自己去经历神。
So that they can experience God.
而不是要辖管他们的信心
and not lord it over their faith
要成全他们
to fulfill them
第四个
number four
很重要就是要做榜样
you have to set examples
要做榜样
set good example
只有榜样才能够建立信任感
only example can establish trust
我常说牧养其实就在于信任感
Actually, pastoring is about trust.
怎么样建立信任感
How can you establish trust?
就是你自己要成为一个好榜样
You have to be a good example.
我不知道你听过这句话没有
I don't know whether you heard that before.
做一个牧师其实你是活在金鱼缸里面
Being a pastor, you live in a fishbowl.
听过这样话吗
Have you heard that?
我今天要告诉你
Today I'm going to tell you
你真的是活在金鱼缸里
You really live in a fishbowl
那是真的
That is true
千万只眼睛都在看着你
Many eyes focus on you
不但你的会众看着你
Not only your congregation
你的同工也都在看着你
Your co-workers are watching you
他们在看你什么呢
What do they watch you for?
他们在看你怎么处理事情吗
They see how you handle things
怎么建立信任感
how to build trust?
不是讲篇道了
Not just preach a sermon
他们要看你日常生活每天生活在做什么
They want to see what you do daily
他们要看你怎么处理危机啊
They want to see how you handle crisis
当危机发生的时候是你乐意来谦卑自己聆听呢
when crisis arises, are you willing to listen?
你是不是愿意改变呢？
Are you willing to change?
你是不是愿意沟通呢？
Are you willing to communicate?
还是你是自己的意思就是不断的要推行呢？
Or you just want to force your opinion?
他们看你怎么处理事情嘛。
They see how you handle things.
是公平不公平呢？
Is it fair?
是随自己的意思呢？
Is it according to their will?
还是你要尊重大家的意见
or respect everyone's opinion.
他们要看你怎么处理失败
They want to see how you handle failure.
教会总是有一些失败的 project.
There's always failure project.
你会怎么处理呢？
How do you handle them?
你会当作没有发生
You'll pretend nothing happened.
就这样过去了
Let it pass by.
还是你真的愿意为这些事情道歉？
Or you sincerely apologize for those.
或者你自己自嘲一下，开自己玩笑一下，让它过去一下。
Or you self-ridicule and make a joke and then get it by.
他们都在看呢。
They're watching.
我还记得有一次我们教会有一个 project 没有很成功。
I remember once there's a not very successful project.
我还记得那天我就在讲台上向会众道歉。
I remember I apologized to congregation at the pulpit.
结果。散会之后，一个姐妹来找我。
So after the meeting, one sister came to me.
好，刘牧师，谢谢你今天在讲台上道歉。
Say Pastor Tong, thank you for apologizing at the pulpit.
但上次你就没有。
But you didn't do it last time.
你以为会众不知道啊
？You thought your congregation doesn't notice.
会众眼睛是雪亮的。
Their eyes are sharp.
上次就没有。
Last time you didn't do that.
人家记得清清楚楚。
They remember it clearly.
人家也在看你怎么处理成功嘛。
People also watching you how you handle success.
有成功的 project 了。
You have successful project.
你怎么去处理呢？
How do you handle those?
你是能够不骄傲？
Can you be not prideful?
不去抢别人的功劳？
Not to take credit from others.
而是归功于所有的同工呢？
And give credit to all.
会众也在看你怎么处理他们呢？
Congregation also watching you how to handle them.
你是不是真的关心会众的需要呢？
Do you really care for their needs?
还是你只关心你的事工呢？
Or you care only about your ministry?
榜样太重要了。
Example is so important.
千万只眼睛真的在看着你。
Millions of eyes focusing on you.
我们不能够不警醒。
We cannot be not alert.
Amen.第五
Number five,
要倾听啊
We have to listen
要去倾听啊
To listen
人们可以来找你谈吗
Can people come to you?
不见得你要很亲密的关系我的意思
Not necessary you have to get very close to them
可是当他们有需要的时候他们可以来找你谈吗
But can they talk to you when they have needs?
知道你会听他们的需求
And they will know you'll listen to their needs
知道你不会去定罪
Know that you will not accuse them
知道你不会去教训他们一顿
You will not rebuke them
其实我常常发现今天在教会里面越来越人不喜欢你在说一大堆教条的事情
More and more I learn people don't like to hear something like dogmatic
多少时候我们很会教训别人
So many times we like to instruct people
以至于别人就不大愿意来跟我们讲他心里所想讲
So that people don't really like to share their hearts with us
我们是不是愿意听他们而不去定罪
Do we want to just hear them and not to accuse them?
我最喜欢就是耶稣跟这个犯淫乱罪那个女人的对话
I like the conversation between Jesus and adulterous woman
还记得当要定那个犯奸淫罪那个女人的所有要定她罪的人都走光人群都走光了
Remember everyone is dismissed after people try to stone the woman
耶稣问那个女人说没人定你的罪吗
Jesus asked the woman Does no one accuse you?
女人没有啊
No one
耶稣继续说什么呢
Jesus said,
我也不定你的罪
I will not accuse you
但从今天开始
From this day forward
不要再犯罪
Sin no more
很有意思耶稣没有说他没有罪哦，没有、哦、
Very interesting Jesus didn't say she is without sin
耶稣没有说你没有罪
Jesus didn't say you are without sin
耶稣说我也不定你的罪
But Jesus said I will not consider you a sinner
从今天开始不要再犯罪。
But from now on, don't sin anymore.
这不就是福音吗？
Doesn't this the gospel?
若有人在基督里，若有人在基督里，
if there's someone in Christ,
他就是新造的人了。
He is a new creation.
旧事已过，
the old has passed.
一切都变成新的。
Everything is renewed.
Hallelujah. 我们看见耶稣在他里面就是没有这个定罪的灵。
We can see that Jesus has no accusation within this woman.
所以人们乐意来向他来谈，来说话。
So, people like to talk to him.
罪人愿意来到他面前。
Sinners are willing to approach him.
我们要学习来聆听。
We have to learn to listen.
我们也需要聆听整个会众的意见。
We also need to hear the opinions of congregation.
作为一个领导的人，绝对不要固执己意见啊。
As a leader, you cannot be so stubborn.
而不知变通。
And not to be flexible.
我们一定要学习聆听会众的意见。
We have to learn how to hear people's opinion.
我讲过很多次。
I said it many times.
川普总统之所以当上总统。
The reason Trump was elected.
很简单，有一个原因。
Very simple, one reason.
他听见人民的声音。
He hears people's voice.
他听见人民的声音。
He hears people's voices.
所以你看见很多当时在这个低阶层的一些劳工阶层的人，
so we can see a lot of blue collar people,
本来都是民主党的，
they used to be Democrats,
可是民主党不听他们的声音，
but the Democrats doesn't hear them,
川普总统听见他们的声音，
Trump heard them,
当你听人会众的声音，连会众就跟随你，
when you hear congregation's voice, they will follow you,
所以当他在竞选时，看好几个民主党州都转变投他的票，
so during the campaign, a lot of blue states turned to vote for him.
只因为他听见人民的声音。
Because he hears people's voices.
在过去这一年，川普总统做总统。
In the past, during his presidency.
我想我们做基督徒都有这样的感觉。
As Christians, we all feel this way.
不要看这个人啦，OK?
Don't look at this individual.
我知道你也不见得喜欢川普了。Doesn't matter.
Maybe you don't like him as well.
可是做一个基督徒有种感觉。
But as Christian, you have this feeling.
终于有人可以替我们伸冤了。
Finally, someone can speak for us.
真的听见我们的声音啊。
Really hear our voices.
为我们做愿意做点事情啊。
To do something for us.
真的有人 care 啊。
Somebody really cares.
Amen. 我告诉你，川普总统是比所有过去任何一个基督徒总统做的更多 Christian 的事情，我告诉你。
Donald Trump has done much more than all the Christian presidents in the past.
过去没有一个总统敢做的。
None of the presidents has done that before.
只有他敢为基督徒做。
Only he will do something for Christians.
为这一点你不能不佩服他。
Because of that, you have to admire him.
只有他敢把耶路撒冷说是以色列首都，谁敢呢？没人敢呢。
Only he is bold enough to claim Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
连 Bush 总统都不敢。
Not even President Bush.
我们都觉得 Bush 总统是非常非常一个很好的基督徒。
We all feel President Bush is a good Christian.
所以我真的觉得真的为 Trump 总感谢上帝。
So I really want to thank God for Donald Trump.
无论他是怎么样的 ，Who cares?
I don't know what kind of person he is. Who cares?
真的，他真的为我们基督徒伸冤呢。
He speak for Christians.
听到我们多年那种祷告那种呼声呢。
He hear our cries for many years.
他愿意成为那个管道。
He is willing to become the vessel.
这真的是我觉得我们要为这件事来感谢。
Truly, we have to thank God.
而且他也愿意成为，所以我深深相信这个在选他要再选的时候，基督都会投他的。
So I believe that during the re-election, Christians will vote for him.
你听见民众的声音，民众就跟随你嘛。
If you hear people's voice, they will follow you.
Amen. 第六。
Number six.
你要定向。
You have to set the good course.
一定要定向。
You have to set a good course.
做一个牧师一定要掌握前进的方向。
As a pastor, you have to know the direction of forward.
你才不会在旷野漂流哎。
So that you are not wandering in the wilderness.
做一个领袖一定要掌握方向。
As a leader, you have to know the direction.
千万不要换来换去。
Don't change course.
就像以前我们很流行要到大教会去观摩，记得吗？
As a past, it's so popular to observe in big mega church.
回来就去模仿。
So learn a lot from mega church.
行不通了，再换一个模式。
So if you cannot go this way, you change another.
再去观摩。
And observe another mega church.
再来模仿。
And learn from another mega
church. 又行不通了。
And then it hit the dead end.
再下一套。
And then change another way.
结果是最后大家都无所适从。
So in the end, nobody knows where to follow.
我的意思不是说不要去学别人啊。
My point is not that you should not learn from others.
而是你要明白你是谁啊。
But you have to know who you are.
你要明白神要你做什么啊。
You have to know what God wants you to do.
神要你的教会是做一个怎么样的教会啊。
What kind of church God wants for you?
因为我告诉你每一个教会的发展都跟那个主任牧师是非常有关系。
Every church's development has a lot to do with the senior pastor.
任何一个教会的发展跟这个主任牧师的恩高跟他的特征特质是有关系的。
It has to do with the senior pastor's quality and his gift.
这个东西是你学不来的。
It is something you cannot learn.
我们只能够学一些教会外面的形式。
We can learn some format from other churches.
可是主任牧师是有特别的恩高跟特质的。
But senior pastor has very unique anointing and quality.
那个不是你学得来。
That is not something you can learn.
你还记得以利沙也想学以利亚吗？
Remember Elisha tried to learn from Elijah.
所以以利沙到以利亚面前说那个感动你的灵要加倍感动我。
So Elijah asks Elijah, may the spirit anoint you will anoint me double.
你记得以利亚怎么回答吗？
What Elijah answered to him?
以利亚说你所求的甚是难得。
It is so hard to get what you ask for.
意思不是难能可贵啊 ,OK, 不中文难得很难得很好啊不是这个意思。
It's not something, oh, it's so incredible.
是很难得到了
but it's so hard to get.
不是我能够给你的啦
not something I can give you.
只有上帝能够把恩膏给你啦
Only God can give you such anointing.
不是人能够给你的
It's not people can give it to you.
我们看见以利沙之所以得着恩膏不是因为以利亚传承给他
We see the anointing of Elisha not passed directly by Elijah.
也是以利沙向神来呼求神自己把恩膏给他。
Because Elisha cried out to God and received directly from him.
每一个教会的主任牧师都非常重要的。
Every senior pastor is so important.
你要知道你是谁。
You have to know who you are.
你的恩赐是什么。
Who are your gifts.
你不可能学每一个教会。
You cannot copy every church.
你要认识神在你的教会当中做什么。
You have to learn what is God doing in your church.
这些年我很知道神给我们生命和就是一个跨文化宣教的恩膏。
Over the years, I learned that God has given us a cross-cultural anointing.
所以我就是专心在做跨文化宣教这一块。
So I focus on cross-cultural missions.
我不是周牧师。
I'm not like Pastor Chow.
周牧师常常说很羡慕我。
Pastor Chow said he likes my
anointing. 那我常常才很羡慕周牧师。
Oh, I always admire Pastor Chow.
他常常只要走两步路，天天走来走去，事情就发生了。
So he always pacing around and walk here and there and things accomplished.
我怎么没有这种命啊
？How come I don't have such good fortune？
我们每一个人都不一样的、啊。
Everyone's so different。
我不可能做周牧师、啊。
I can never be Pastor Chow。
我不是周牧师、
啊。I'm not Pastor Chow。
你要知道你是谁吗
？You have to know who you are。
你才能够发挥到神要你做的事情、啊。
So that you can exercise God wants you to do。
而且专心去做。
And focus on those parts.
你就一定有结果的。
And at the end, you shall see the result.
Amen。这些年我专心去做跨文化宣教的工作。
Over the year, I focus on cross-cultural mission.
以前人家都说我灵恩派。
Many years, in the past, people call me charismatic.
但现在当我专心去做跨文化宣教的时候
But right now, when I focus on cross-cultural mission,
这让我成为与教会连接一个最好的管道
It turns me, it builds a bridge between me and other churches
所以我记得上次这个华福大会在台北举行的时候
I remember the Chinese Gospel Convention happened in Taiwan
他们就请我特别讲到跨文化宣教
They invite me to speak on the subject of cross-cultural mission
这次在 使者协会美西的拆船大会。
Now this time, Ambassador of Christ has a West Coast convention.
他们特别请我讲跨文化宣教。
They invited me to speak on the subject of cross-cultural.
以前都骂我灵恩派的。
In the past, they call me Pentecostal.
都不要跟我连结的。
They don't want to connect with me.
现在都来跟我们讲， 没问题，什么都没问题， 讲跨文化就好了。
Invite me, say, all right, speak cross-cultural mission.
就发现当我专心去做神要我做的事情，
I realize when I focus on something God wants me to do,
自然就连接在一起了。
Naturally, the build, connection will be built.
我不需要做所有的事情，
I don't have to do all things.
我只要做神要我做那一部分。
I only need to focus on what God calls me to do.
因为本来就是个大家庭嘛。
Because this is a big family.
有些人要做这个，有些人要做那个，大家就不是每一个人要做每一件事情。
Some people do this, some others do that. Not everybody do all.
当我们连接在一起，神的花园就非常美丽了。
When we connect together, the garden of God is so beautiful.
Amen. 第七，
Number seven.
要信任。
To trust.
要信任你的同工。
To trust your co-workers.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
千万不要这个细节管理啊。
Don't work on the details.
Micromanagement. 要给别人这个成长跟发展的空间。
Allow people to grow.
你知道做一个牧师， 我们常常很希望旁边有很能干的人来帮我们， 对不对？
As pastor, you want to be surrounded by capable people.
但是我要告诉你， 能干的人意见也很多的。
You have to know capable people also opinionated.
你希望能干的人吗？
Do you want capable people?
能干的人就很有想法的啦。
They have a lot of thoughts and opinions.
不然他也不会那么能干， 对不对？
Otherwise they will not be so capable.
你一定要信任他们。
You have to trust them.
放手让他们去做。
Allow them to do things.
你千万不要细节管， 你这又不好，那又改，这又改， 哦。
Don't do micromanagement. You have to change this and that.
两三下别人就不想替你做了。
Very quickly, they don't want to help you.
你要记得一件事情。
Remember one thing.
有意见不代表不顺服。
Opinions doesn't mean disobedience.
我再说，有意见不代表不顺服。
Opinions doesn't mean disobedience.
我们看见其实很多人很乐意帮助你的。
We see so many people are so willing to help you.
只要你给他们一点 侍奉的空间，
If you can give them some space,
放手让他们去做，
Allow them to do.
你就发现很多时候你能够造就到非常多很成熟的同工。
Many times you can build up many mature co-workers.
所以要信任他们。
So you have to trust them.
第八要连续。
Number eight, to be continued. No?
Mercy.
You have to
compassion.
You have to have compassion.
要连续的心。
You have to have heart of compassion.
我们常常说要有为父的心嘛， 对不对？
We'll say you have to have father's heart.
什么叫为父的心？
What is father's heart?
不是要别人叫你爸爸那种。
Not everybody call you father.
而是一种连续的心。
But to have compassion.
一个父亲就是 对儿女充满连续。
A father has compassion toward his children.
你看见一个孩子要寻求你的帮助，
You see a child needs your help.
跌跌撞撞，
Yes, stumbled.
他渴望你的帮助， 伸出你的手来。
They want your help, stretch out your hands.
你看见这个孩子这样的需要，
You see a great need of this child.
伸出你的手来帮助他。
You reach out to them.
我们看见一个为父的心就是一个连续的心。
You see, a father's heart is a heart of compassion.
看见你的同工的需要。
To see co-workers' needs.
看见你的会众的需要。
To see your congregation's needs.
你伸出手来帮助他们，服侍他们。
You reach out to help them, to serve them.
我们看见耶稣的心就是一个连续的心。
We can see the heart of Jesus is full of compassion.
你看见 在四福音里面， 你看见耶稣充满了怜悯。
During the four gospel, Jesus is full of compassion.
你还记得有一次， 马太福音9章讲， 耶稣看见许多人就怎么样， 怜悯他们。
So in chapter 9 of gospel, of Matthew, Jesus had compassion of many people.
我们刚好反过来。
We're just the opposite.
我们看见很多人呢，
We saw many people.
烦死了。
So tired of them.
但耶稣看见许多人就怜悯他。
But when Jesus saw many people, he has compassion.
为什么怜悯呢？
Why have mercy.
因为他们好像羊没有牧人一样。
Because they are like a flock, sheep without shepherd.
他们那种困境像羊没有牧人。
Their situation are just like sheep without a shepherd.
就乐意去帮助去扶持他们。
So he's willing to help to support them.
哈利路亚。哦，弟兄姐妹，求神来帮助我们，让我们有个为父的心在我们里面。
And God help us to have a fathering heart.
面对你的会众，有个为父的心。
You have a fathering heart toward your.
我在说，不要嫌你的会众很软弱。
Don't let me say it again. Don't complain. They are so weak.
他们本来就是软弱。
They are weak anyway.
他们本来就是软弱。
They are weak.
就像羊一样。
Just like sheep.
羊多么软弱。
How weak.
为什么耶稣用这个羊来比喻我们人呢？
Why does Jesus use sheep to describe
people? 就很容易走迷路嘛。
They are so easy to get lost.
也没有智慧的能力嘛。
They don't have wisdom and power.
很软弱。
Very weak.
神呼召我们就是来牧养他们。
God called us to shepherd them.
连续他们。
To have compassion on them.
Amen. 第九。
Number nine.
要持续。
To continue. To persistent.
要持续
to continue.
我很喜欢有一个英文字叫 long obedience.
I like a term long obedient.
持续性的顺服
continue to obey.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就当你做一件对的事情
when you do something right,
而且持续的去做
and continue to do it,
我告诉你，总有一天
one day,
神会按照他的时候跟方法
God will do it according to His time and way.
让他的荣耀显明在你所做的事情上。
That His glory manifests on the things you do.
Amen. 我再一次说，只要你做一件对的事情
，When you do something right,
持续的去做
，Continue to do it.
总有一天
，One day,
神会按照他的时候跟方法
，According to His time.And ways,
将他的荣耀彰显在你所做的事情上。
He'll manifest His glory upon the things you do.
Amen. 我还记得这个有一个道奇队的这个棒球员呢、啊，这个叫 George Schuber.
I remember George Schuber, a baseball player of Dodge.
他是一个
Dodgers.
就是常常打很多全垒打的一个棒球员。
He has hit a lot of home runs.
有一次在这个在他在打棒球的时候
，Once he played a game,
有个评论员就说
，A commentator said,
你看看这个 George 在挥棒
，You see when he swing his bat,
多么自然啊
，So natural.
后来这个 George 就听见这个评论了
，And then afterward George heard this comment.
George 就很不以为然。
He doesn't think so.
他说：“你说这是自然
？”You said this is natural.
他不是自然。
It's not natural.
是每一天晚上我在练习600次挥棒。
It's I practice 600 times every night.
一个礼拜4200次挥棒。
One week 4200 swings.
一个冬天我挥46200次的挥棒。
So during one winter, I swing more than 42,000.
练习而得来的。
Practice so that I have it today.
你以为很自然。
You think it is natural?
一点都不自然。
It's not natural at all.
你知道很多时候我们人常常会高估我们自己在一两年里面所做的事情。
So many times we will overestimate ourselves can do within one or two years.
却常常低估神在一二十年里面可以做的事情。
But underestimate what God can do within one or two decades.
我再次说，我们人常常高估自己在一两年内可以做的事。
We always overestimate ourselves can do in one or two years.
却低估上帝在一二十年所能够做的事情。
But underestimate what God can do in one or two decades.
你还记得我的灵修专线吗
？Remember, I have a devotion hotline.
现在有人还在听灵修专线。
Some people still hear it.
你知道灵修专线怎么开始的吗
？Do you know how did it start?
是在1996年的时候。
Starts from 1996.
已经是二十年了。
It's 20 years ago.
那个时候只是为了要帮助弟兄们能够灵修一下吧。
It's just to help brothers can spend some time in devotion.
有在教会讲了半天，他都不动嘛。
Because you've been preaching, but they don't
really follow. 你责备他也没用嘛。
It's useless to rebuke them.
那怎么办呢
？So what can I do?
那我说弟兄们要灵修最好的方法是什么呢
？So what is the best way to help them to devotion?
打个电话五分钟就可以了啦。
So grab your telephone and 5 minutes.
到了办公室打个电话五分钟，打个电话就会听就可以了。
Office call in and hear it for 5 minutes.
当初只是为这个原因。
That is the purpose.
怎么做呢？刚开始。
How do I start it?
什么管道都没有。
I have no particular means.
我就是用答录机啊，
I use
家里用的答录机，
machine,
你知道吗
？Use answering machine.
我就是答录机呢，就是啊、录了这个听五分钟的信息嘛。
So I record 5 minutes message in my answering machine.、
这个听五分钟的信息，所以你知道用答录机，它只要打电话进来就可以听五分钟，我在电话有五分钟的信息给他听。
So, if they call in and then they can hear my message.
但你想想看，答录机五分钟，那请问你一个钟头有多少人可以听啊？最多
？So if five minutes per person, how many people can hear in 1 hour?
最多讲12个人可以听。
So the maximum is 12 people.
所以很多人就根本就打不进来。
So many people cannot call in.
很 frustrated.
Very frustrated.
所以后来呢，终于有人这个帮助后，有一些这个专门做答录机的这种公司。
So there is a company who operates the answering machine.
所以忽然间就解决我们一个问题。
And they help us to solve the difficulty.
很多人可以打电话进来。
So that people can call, many people can call in.
可是很多人打电话进来那个时候，其实那个时候也是。我当初也是因为地区性不同的邮地区不同的这个电话区号我都需要录不同的
so because the area code is different so I have to record different messages
我没有办法说录了一次 duplicate
I cannot just record it once and duplicate
我有四个譬如说408 510 650我要录三次你知道吗
so if there are three different area code I have to record 3 times
当时的 technology 没那么好 OK
technology was not so advanced
所以我要录三次
I have to record it
4 times. 要录4次。
Four lines record 4 times.
越来越受欢迎，我就5次、6次。
Getting more and more popular, I have to record more.
而且每天都要录哦。
And record it daily.
无论你到哪里去。
No matter where you go.
我还记得有时候我们在这个，在佛罗里达度假，全家在度假。
I remember once I had vacation in Florida.
时间到，我说全家安静。
When the time has come, everybody quiet.
要录灵修专线。
Because I'm going to record a Devotion hotline.
而且有时候半夜录，有时候录两三次，要录两，有时候录不好两三次、啊。
Because sometimes during midnight, I didn't do it very good at.
然后四五条线呐、啊。
So I have to do it 2 or 3 times and 4 to 5 lines.
没有一天可以休息、啊。
No day has break.
感谢主，那些日子都 over 了。
Thank God, those days are over.
现在完全电脑制作，搞搞搞，现在不需要这样。
So my computer is helping me a lot.
但是当年就是这样子搞的。
But that's how I started.
感谢神，现在灵修专线多少人在听
？Thank God, how many people benefited from hotline?
也上了网路，也在 App 里面。
And it has uploaded to.
甚至有文字档都出来了。
To the App, and also the written scripts.
我们就看见到今天，直到今天，很多人都还写信告诉我，刘牧师，谢谢你今天灵修专线。其实我是十几年前讲的那个事。
So many people still say, Pastor Tong, thank you for a hotline. I really help.
我们就看见，当你做一件对的事情
，When you do something right，
持续的去做
，Continue to do it，
总有一天神的荣耀会显明出来。
One day God's glory will manifest.
Amen。同样 ，CD 也是这样吗
？The same with CDs。
你知道我们。做第一张 CD 啊
，You know when we first published the first CD.
Honestly, 第一张 CD 是完全赔钱。
Actually, the first CD lose a lot of money.
因为根本没人听过谁是生命河、啊。
Because nobody hears about River of Life.
然后再加上我多半都是我在那里自己唱的也不好听。
So, many times I'm the person who sing this and not maybe professional.
根本没人要买。
So nobody wants to purchase it.
可是我只有一个。我很重要的信念
But I have one belief
再难听都要继续出
No matter how hard I will continue to publish
我们要继续出 CD
We'll continue to publish CDs
感谢主，就一章一章的在出啊。
Thank the Lord, one after another.
现在第八章出来了。
Right now, it's the eighth CD.
我们现在真的是大家是在等着我们出来了。
So right now, people are waiting for our CD album.
不像当年第一章的时候。
Unlike the first album.
当我们持续去做，一定能够看见果效。
When we continue to do that, we shall see the result.
Amen. 最后第十。
Number ten.
很重要，要热情。
Very important, you have to have passion.
一定要有热情啦。
Have to be passionate.
做牧师的不要不死不活。
As a pastor, you cannot be half dead.
You know, 我常常看见很多做牧师一点动力都没有。
You see a lot of pastors, they don't have...
那你的教会怎么可能有动力？
They don't have passion, so how can you expect your church to have passion?
你一定要有一种肯为一种信念而全然摆上的心态。
You have to have attitude to devote yourself to the something that you believe.
今天教会需要看见这种见证。
Today, church, has to see this witness.
就看见这种榜样摆在我们面前。
To see this testimony, to see this example.
我告诉你，热情是会传染的。
You have to see, the passion can permeate to others.
所以你不要一天到晚责怪你的会众没有热情。
So don't just rebuke your congregation lack of passion.
会众没有热情，因为牧师没有热情了。
Lack of passion of the church because it's not seen in the pastor.
只要你有热情，你的会众自然有热情。
As long as you have passion, people will have passion.
因为火会传染的嘛。
Because fire will pass on.
Amen. 所以你一定要求神，真的是把一种对这种 对这个神国度那种热情，对主的热情，真的重新放回在你里面。
So you really have to ask God to resume the fire, the passion within you.
让真的你那全然再一次，无论你过去曾经灰心过，曾经失望过
，No matter how dismayed, how discouraged you were，
求神重新点燃你生命的火花。
May God rekindle the fire within.
别人一定要在你身上看见这个火了。
People have to witness to see the fire in you.
我们就看见你的火就会传递出去。
So that we can see the fire will pass on.
Amen. 我再说，只要你有热情
，As long as you have passion.
你身旁周围人绝对会被你的火所点燃。
People around you will be ignited.
Amen. 十件事情。
Number ten. Ten things.
第一个要鼓励。
Number one, to encourage.
第二个要服侍。
Number two, to serve.
第三个要成全。
Three, to fulfill.
第四个做榜样。
Four, to set example.
第五个倾听。
Number five, to listen.
第六个定向。
Number six, to set course.
第七个信任。
Number seven, to trust.
第八个连续。
Number eight, to be continued.
不是。
To have compassion.
第九个要持续。
Number nine, to continue. Persistent.
第十个要有热情。
Number ten, to have passion.
Amen.求神祝福大家，在今年我要看见每一个教会都要经历突破。
May God bless you all this year. I want to see every breakthrough in your church.
这个突破从你开始。
This breakthrough will start from you.
你不要期待别人，一定从你开始的。
Don't expect others, just start from you.
你有突破，你的教会就有突破。
As long as you have breakthrough, your church will have breakthrough.
们，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们再次来到我们献上我们的感谢跟赞美。
Dear Lord, we come before you with thanksgiving and praise.
你就是这样恩待怜悯我们。
You are so compassionate.
每一次当我们看见我们好像跌跌撞撞的在你面前。
Every time we see ourselves so stumbling in front of
you. 你都是这样恩待怜悯我们，直到如今。
And yet you have grace and compassion till today.
主再一次来帮助我们。
Once again, help us.
在这个新的季节里面。
In this new season.
让我们不再只是纪念到从前的事情。
Help us not only remember the past.
因为你的确是要做新的事情。
Because you are going to do something new.
而这不只是好像个别在一个教会两个教会。
And that is not only in one church.
这个新鲜的恩膏已经降临在我们灵粮大家庭。
The fresh anointing has come to great of life church.
是个整体性的恩膏降临在我们中间。
It's a corporal anointing among us.
主你突破的恩典要降临。
Lord, your breakthrough anointing will come.
从我们的生命开始。从我们的生命开始。
哈
利路亚，我们赞美你。哦，主啊，真的求你再一次给我们重新有一种信心在我们里面。
Once again, to give us a faith.
给我们重新一种盼望在我们里面。
To just give us a hope.
重新给我们那种热情在我们的里面。
To give us passion again.
让我们的生命重新被你点燃起来。
So that our life will be kindled.
无论我们的过去是如何。
No matter what are we.
从今天开始。
From day,
今天就是新的季节开始。
Today is the beginning of new season.
当新的季节开始，
when the new season comes,
一切都不再一样。
Everything will be different.
Hallelujah. 我们谢谢我们的主，感谢祷告奉耶稣得胜的名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.